Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía, una edición especial, ya que hoy comenzamos a escuchar el primero de tres programas dedicados a uno de los musicales más importantes de la historia de este género, pero también una obra genuinamente judía, no solo por estar basada en una obra de Shalom Aleichem y compuesta por tres autores judeoamericanos, como son Jerry Bock, que fue el que hizo la música, Sheldon Harnick, el encargado de la letra, y Joseph Stein, el que escribió el libreto, sino también por su temática. Aquí vamos a escuchar la grabación con las voces originales de Haim Topol, Neva Schmal e Isaac Stern. La dirección de esta versión, además, corre a cargo del gran compositor y director John Williams. Tevye es el protagonista de esta historia. Este pobre lechero, padre de cinco hijas, comienza a detallar la forma de vestir de los judíos de su shtetl en Rusia, allá por 1905, donde la vida es tan precaria como la perca de un violinista sobre el tejado.
A fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But here in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof. Trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? Well, we stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition!
Traditions. We've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. And because of our tradition, every one of us knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Day and night must scramble for a living, feed the wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home?
Read the holy book.
within the circle of our little village. We've always had our special types. For instance, Yenter the matchmaker, Rebnachum the beggar, and most important of all, our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, Leibish.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar? What? May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us.
The others in our village, they make much bigger circle. His Honor Constable, His Honor the Priest, His Honor many, many others. We don't bother them, and so far they don't bother us. And among ourselves, we always get along perfectly well. Of course, there was the time when Itzik sold Avram a horse and told him it was only 6 years old when it was really 12. But now it's all over and everything is peaceful again. It was 12 years old.
It was 6.
Traditions, traditions. Without our traditions, our lives would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
Thank you.
En casa de Tevye todos están ocupados preparando la comida de Shabbat. Su mujer Golde ordena a sus 5 hijas, Cheitel, Hodel, Java, Sprintze y Bielke, las correspondientes tareas que deben realizar. Entonces aparece Yente, el Shadchan del pueblo, que le cuenta a Golde que Lazar Wolf, el rico carnicero viudo más mayor aún que Tevye, quiere casarse con Cheitel, la hija mayor de la familia. Sus hermanas Odel y Java están emocionadas con la visita de Yente, pero Cheitel no parece muy interesada. Cualquier chica pobre como ella debería ponerse contenta por la llegada de cualquier pretendiente que le traiga a Yente, pero es que ella en verdad está enamorada de su amigo de la infancia Motel, el sastre.
Cheitel, you're the oldest. Yente has to make a match for you before she can make one for me.
Oh, Yente, Yente.
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things for themselves.
Well, she might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book. And make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king.
For me, well, I wouldn't taller if he were as handsome as anything.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone.
So find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Hava? I thought you just had your eye on your books.
And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi. And he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yente brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right.
Huddle! Oh, Huddle! Have I made a match for you? He's handsome. He's young. All right, he's 62. But he's a nice man, a good catch. True? True. I promise you'll be happy. And even if you're not, there's more to life than that.
Don't ask me what.
Mama! I found him! Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall. That is, from side to side. But he's a nice man, a good catch, right?
Right.
You heard he has a temper.
He'll beat you every night.
But only when he's sober.
So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince?
Well, I'll find the best I can.
With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please, take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good.
Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also obliged. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned.
So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless man.
Bueno, Tevye se encuentra en plena faena transportando la leche él mismo, ya que su caballo se ha quedado cojo, y entonces le pregunta a Dios a quién haría daño si fuera rico.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune?
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bidi-bidi-rich idle-diddle-diddle-diddle-man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each lopsy will land like a trumpet in the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I'd bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bidi-bidi-rich idle-diddle-diddle-diddle-man, I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebetavia, pardon me, Rebetavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I'd bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. Lord who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan?
con este clásico terminamos esta introducción, este primer programa de casi 20 minutos, de más de 20 minutos, que nos ha servido de introducción a este gran musical. Y bueno, la semana que viene ya iremos con el cuerpo central de la obra, para luego un tercer programa, pues vendremos con la conclusión. La semana que viene más, aquí les esperamos. Hasta entonces.
If I were a well...